are going to get into the crazy mind of a cornerback. Bradley Fletcher joins us in studio. You're not crazy, are you?
No, I'm not too crazy.
Don't you have to kind of be a little crazy, though, to play a position that when you make a mistake, the whole world sees you?
Yeah, one of the things with cornerback, you have to have a short-term memory. Because, you know, good things going to happen, bad things going to happen, but you always got to go to the next play.
And how did you learn that, though, Bradley? How at what age did you say, you know what, I'm not going to hold on to this thing?
And, you know, I've been playing sports for a long time, and it's just something I got growing up.
And, again, confidence comes with that? I mean, you're all about confidence every play.
Yeah, you got to be confident every play. You got to know you're going to make the play, but you know, if things go a different direction, then you got to be able to go to the next play.
All right, we got the Carolina Panthers coming to town on Thursday. Steve Smith, Brandon LaFell, a bunch of receivers that do a lot of things very well with a quarterback who can break the pocket. So this is a good challenge for the defense,
yes.
Remaining disciplined, mm-hmm. and not allowing Cam Newton or whoever's playing quarterback at the time when they break the pocket to give up coverage.
Yes, we have to be disciplined. We have to be in the right spots, you know, have our run angles and stay in our coverages, because he can also throw the ball while he's on a run. So we're going to have to be all on point here when we go and play on Thursday night.
What do you get out of a preseason game?
You know, we're getting the full tempo of, you know, of the running and the tackling and the game feel, the getting back into it. Because I know, I mean, season's been over since last year.
Right.
So now we're all getting back into everything, and it's very fun right now to get on the field, and we're all looking forward to Thursday.
What was Coach Davis like? Look, the first game performance, I don't think anybody was particularly happy with the way the defense played. What's mm-hmm. been the message this week?
You know, this week is to be better. We are going to be better, and we're going to get out here on Thursday and show that we're better than what we did last week.
Do you think guys are a little backs up against the wall, kind of hearing all the criticism that people are giving the defense?
We know as a unit ourselves that we can do better than what we did, so that's what we're going to go into this game.
So you don't let all the outside stuff get to you at all?
No.
It's true. When a player does something that isn't up to the standards that you want,
mm-hmm.
nobody knows it better than the player.
Yeah, it wasn't to our standards,
yeah.
So that's how we're looking at it.
How's camp going for you, Bradley?
Oh, it's going well. We're gelling right now, and we're doing a lot of things to get ourselves ready to play at a high level. So that's what we've been doing in practice, and we're going to put it on game tape.
I think the last time we spoke, it was early on, and it was just learning kind of the very basics of what mm-hmm. the coaches want you to do. Is it a lot different than other stuff that you've been taught?
It's a lot of the same things. There's only so many things you could do,
right.
And X's and O's, but you know, it's all for a game plan. We're all doing things the right way right now, so we're going to continue with it.
Okay, a couple questions for you here. Man or zone, does it matter to you?
No.
Big receiver, little receiver, does it matter to you?
Well, I'm used to playing on the outside, so I'll probably have to stay with the bigger receivers.
Okay.
Yes.
Covering more difficult play, a slant, a go, a fade on a touchdown, on a red zone throw. Which is a more kind of challenging kind of coverage for you? Or route
probably
to cover.
The red zone, because it could be back shoulder or it could be to the pile line.
The back shoulder pass is all of a sudden in the last couple of years here.
Yeah,
it's like in vogue. So what,
yeah.
what can you possibly do on a back shoulder pass?
So in the red zone, you kind of got to think both of them might be coming, the back shoulder or the one towards the corner of the end zone. So you have to really got to play through the receiver, and if you could turn and see the ball, then that would be good as well.
I'm going to knock on wood here and just say that you've played well here in the preseason through training camp here. You're
mm-hmm.
stayed healthy. I mean,
yes.
This all must be very encouraging to you.
Yes, you know, not to have any injuries that's dwelling or anything that's going on with me right now, it feels great. I feel healthy. I feel, I feel good about going to play on Thursday, and looking forward to it.
Do you feel a lot of confidence coming from the coaching staff with regard to how you're playing?
Oh, yeah. We're feeling good. I'm feeling confident. We're confident about what we're doing and looking forward to Thursday.
Good. Speed of preseason versus regular season? A lot of difference?
It's a lot the same.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have to say it's a lot the same because, I mean, you're competing every time you go out on the field, so the difference is really not too different.
Now, Bradley, have you settled down in the Philadelphia area?
Mm-hmm.
You're good to go. So when training camp is over each day, you're able to go home.
Yes.
And that's a nice thing.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing to sleep in your bed.
Yeah, it is.
It makes you wake up on these rainy mornings, fresh, come into the NovaCare Complex and get ready to go practice today and then the Carolina Panthers on Thursday night. Thank you, man.
It is.
Good luck.
Thank you.
We're going to be watching you. Bradley Fletcher in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.